This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 11/12/2022. Patient's last name is Gonzalez. First name is Jaden. Date of birth is 2/25/2012. Patient is a 10-year-old male that presents for follow-up regarding emergency room visits of yesterday. Patient was diagnosed with acute otitis media with perforated tympanic membrane. Also was positive for strep. Patient is alert and no acute symptoms or no other acute symptoms reported. Review of systems, ENT. Patient denies any nasal discharge, complain of left ear pain, no acute discharge, no loss of hearing, denies any sore throat, but has a complaint of sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any cough or shortness of breath. GI, no report of abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally child appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 95.8 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. Blood pressure 109/72. Pulse is 116. Respiration 18, temperature 98.7. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane to the left, poorly gray, no erythema, tympanic membrane to the left, with noted with slight perforation and erythema, no active exudate noted, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple. There's a slight pharyngeal erythema noted with some pustular lesions. A heart, S1, S2, audible, regular rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sound stands 4, active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given injection of Rusefin 250 milligrams IM, which was well tolerated. An alternate eardrops requested by pharmacy was given for ofloxacin, otic drops, 2 drops in left ear, BID times 7 days, quantity sufficient. Patient to return to clinic in 2 days for further evaluation. Next patient, last name is Ferreira, F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A. First name is Noah, N-O-A-H. Date of birth is 4/27/2018. Date of service is 11/12/2012. Okay, patient presents for follow-up regarding antibiotic injection that she's been getting and follow-up on strep pharyngitis. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT. Child denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no complaint of some sore throat, but no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child is active, she's alert, with no acute distress noted. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 38.4 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, blood pressure 93 over 70, pulse is 101, respiration 18, temperature 99.5. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is oral mucosa, pink and moist, with the exception of pharyngeal erythema, and slight pustular lesions. Okay. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes full, active, no tenderness, no papillomatosis. Lungs are clear, bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro, patient is alert, oriented times three, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, no deficit noted. Patient has prior history of acute otitis media. This is a follow-up regarding acute otitis media and influenza A. Patient is negative for strep. Injection of patient was retested for influenza A and it was positive. Patient to continue current regimen, if flu regimen as prescribed. Increase oral fluids also encouraged for proper hydration. Diagnosis is fever, influenza A, and acute otitis media. Follow-up in 5 days. Next patient, last name is Castor, C-A-S-T-O-R. First name is Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Date of birth is 12-26-2020. Date of service is 11-12-2022. Date of birth is, 2020. Patient presents
for follow-up regarding
reactive airway disease and shortness of breath with acute otitis media. Okay, he's here today to get his second injection of Rucephin. According to mother, child has no other acute symptoms at this time. Review of systems, ENT, patient has no reported nasal discharge, no ear pain, no decrease in hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations reported, respiration, no report of any shortness of breath, child is still coughing intermittently. GI, child has no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint stiffness or joint pain. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Bilateral tympanic membrane, noted to be slightly erythematous, but no active exudate noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes full, active, no tenderness, no papillomatosis. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro, patient is alert, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Follow-up visit. Patient was given Rucephin 250 milligrams, IM times 1, which was well tolerated. Patient to return to clinic in 3 days. Patient to continue current regimen given via prescription yesterday. Next patient, last name is Cruz, C-R-U-Z. First name is Xavier, X-A-V-I-E-R. Date of birth is 3-18-2005. Date of service is 11-12-2022. Patient is a 17-year-old male who presents with mother with complaint of dry mouth, fever, and excessive phlegm. Complain of right ear pain. Review of systems, HEENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no complaint of right ear pain, no loss of hearing reported, denies sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Physical exam, allergies, patient is allergic to amoxicillin, weight is 169.4 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 113 over 67, pulse is 95, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane to the right is erythematous, to the left is polygray, no erythema, reflex neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible with regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, right acute otitis media and right otalgia. Patient tested negative for strep and flu. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Henry. First name is Micah, M-I-C-A-H. Date of birth is 4-13-2006. Date of service is 11-12-2022. Patient presents for follow-up regarding emergency room visit. Apparently, patient was treated for right axillary cellulitis. She complained of pain on the scale of 8-9/10 over the right axilla. She denies any fever. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, skin patient complain of right axillary pain with large axillary lesion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint stiffness. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, skin is warm and dry. Patient had has a large lesion with non-fluctuant palpation, but tender to light palpation over the right axilla. No exudate noted from the lesion. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given Rocephin 1 gram and Toradot 60 milligrams, which were, both were well tolerated. Diagnosis cellulitis of the right axilla and right axillary pain. Patient was given ibuprofen 800 milligrams, 1 POTIDPRN, quantity 30 for pain as needed for pain control. Follow-up visit scheduled for 2 days for further evaluation and injection recommended by emergency room. Next patient, last name is Rico, R-I-C-O, first name is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, date of birth is 3-1-2014, date of service is 11-12-2022, patient presents for follow-up regarding strep infection, patient is currently on oral antibiotics, and presents for another dose of Rocephin injection as recommended by emergency room. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no complaint of some sore throat, but no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath, no cough. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any lesion, no rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 81.8 pounds, O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 110 over 69, pulse is 93, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist with the exception of slight pharyngeal erythema and slight postural lesions. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion. No erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient to continue current or antibiotics and regimen given. Patient was given Rocephin 250 milligrams IM, which was well tolerated. Patient to continue on current regimen. Patient tested positive for strep screen. Diagnosis, strep pharyngitis and dysphagia. Next patient, last name is Redoc, R-E-D-D-O-C-H. First name is Mark, M-R-K. Date of birth is 12-29-1960. Date of service is 11-12-2022. Patient is a 61-year-old male who presents for refill on Suboxone and prescription refill. Patient also is seen in this clinic for his diabetic management and prescription refill. He denies any acute symptoms at this time. His urine tested positive only for buprenorphine. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, denies any ear pain, denies any loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 267 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure was 159/106, pulse is 97, respiration 18, temperature 97.5. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, opioid use disorder and prescription refill, diabetes type 2. Patient given refill on Suboxone, 8/2, sublingual film, 1 sublingual film daily times 30 days, quantity 30. Lantus U100, 14 units of Q daily times 90 days, quantity sufficient with insulin syringes. Right. Thank you.